Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Kez.
I'm Sarah C.
And we're back. What's up?
Working on those polls.
Yes.
A lot of podcasts I had to listen to.
Oh.
So we've got, I don't know, a little bit of podcast update, the after show, which that wasn't too much on that, and the Valley today for you guys. I did get into Vanderpump Villa.
I'm starting that.
Yeah, I watched an episode and a half. So far, so good. I already have, like, notes. I'm already angry at some people.
Ooh. So, it looks so pretty. Like, I can't wait to watch.
Well, yeah, that was my first thought. I'm like, Holly has to watch this just for, like, when I saw the baby's breath on the cocktails, I about died.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm doing that.
When we have our live show here in my backyard, we're going to have baby's breath is going to be a main component along with the fair. It goes.
Yes, for sure. Cool. Okay. Well, so we found out that so Sandoval did fire Anne, but didn't he make it seem on the show like he just gave her a couple days off or some space between them?
Yeah, he made it sound like he sent her home to, you know, take a breather.
Yeah. But then we see, so between like her podcast, his podcast, like the after show, and then like the extra footage, he did fire her, but he didn't tell her. She said she was in limbo because she didn't know if she could get an unemployment, if she was fired. She didn't know if she was out of a job or just taking a few days off, so she wasn't looking for a job. But then she heard he got a new assistant, but he never fired her. So, it just sounds like he was all over the map. And
It sounds like she should have went to his HR department to talk about that.
He has one?
Yeah.
Of course I do. And workers' comp.
Yeah.
It's called home insurance to make sure she's...
I'm legit.
Come on. And Anne's not an employee. He's not taking taxes out. I'm quite sure she's an independent contractor.
Well, he might. He has to have something in place for all the people he's paying. He better have his ish together. Like his band, like everybody.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. What if, like, Jason falls off the stage and sues Sandoval? I wonder if they'll still be
BFFs.
So, yeah, that was pretty shady. He wasn't, like, officially telling her or not telling her. And could she file? Could she not? Because she was very clear on her podcast. She was like, I am, you know, paycheck to paycheck. I don't have anyone to lean on. I don't have, like, parental support. Nothing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their stories, I'm still confused because she still sticks with a different story that, yes, they were there. She let Tom in because the AC guy needed to access the thermostat in Ariana's room. And then Anne said, and then I went for a run, but then later she says, well, and then Tom sent me on a run. I'm like, oh, a run for stuff? Or I thought she meant she went for like a jog. And then when I came back, I heard whimpering, so I opened the door and let Maya out. So who knows? It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Dana is no fan of Max Boyens. She said there's no one in this world that she holds a lower place for. But she's not mad at Katie for sleeping with him, but it gave her pause. But more so because she wouldn't want anyone to be with someone so disgusting like that.
Oh.
She said she wishes all of her exes well, except for him.
Oh!
And she's like, and it just confirms all of my instincts were right, that he just does not give a fuck about anybody or anything. It's like, okay.
Whoa.
Oh, you know what? And then they revealed, I guess he asked like a mutual friend of theirs with Ariana, he asked that friend after Scandoval broke if they thought it would be okay if he asked Ariana out.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's some balls.
Wow.
I think, and then, you know, as we see Kristen kind of allude on the after show, she's like, well, there's a reason we all went back more than once. And they did. Kristen did it a couple times. Sheena's obviously, what's her face? Well, Dana was, yeah, more than once. Mini Sheena tried more than once. He must be gifted. I'm not willing to find out. I think I'm good.
I found it, like, really gross when Lisa referenced that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, ew. Like, I don't know what I would do if I was Max and I saw that. I would be like, that's, like, super inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't work for her anymore.
Yeah, and I guess he's not a child, so. Fair game.
I thought it was interesting. On Sandoval, Ariana said that he would often leave, you know, because I do kind of choke. I have Katie in my brain. Choke. You should choke. You know, it's part accident. But she's like, well, the thing is, Sandoval would always leave the doors unlocked or open. And I was like, well, isn't that weird? Because the one night that he really could have used that door open was when he hooked up with Raquel, because the door was locked.
Good point. Ooh.
So, Kristen said Tom's just not aware of his surroundings outside of his mirror.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sandoval tries to blame Anne. And then, I don't know, it was Anne or... and then Jax sure has done. Remember last year when Jax was all over town, Team Ariana. And now he's like, well, let me ask you this. Although Jax was cracking me up in the after show a bit. He's like, if it was Anne, would she be calling Anne a dog murderer? And they're like, no.
Yeah, very good point.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so short and like such a dick about it, but it like literally made me laugh like a couple times.
Yeah.
He's like, there we go. what did you think? This is up your alley, that Maya ate paintballs and shit in Orange, Italy. And then they showed the picture.
I was appalled. First, that the dog ate paintballs. Second, that like the damage that was done to the couch. Like, wasn't that on a couch arm or was it on a rug?
I couldn't tell.
I was like, I would cry if my dog did that to my couch. And then, like, I'm sure Anne had to scrub it.
They sure are leaving a lot of things around. The 400 laxatives. Like, I don't even know you could buy 400 laxatives. I know we talked about this with, like, Advil. I didn't know you could buy 400 Advil, but laxatives? And at CVS, that seems more like a Costco type of size.
I did appreciate they were organic.
So did Jax.
Yeah. Wait, are we after showing right now?
Oh, that's where I was, yeah.
Okay. Wait, I'm just going to go through there, too. Okay, yeah, that was the paintballs and the laxatives were just crazy. Yeah.
That dog is, like, indestructible.
Well, and, like, again, like, I feel like it's, like, very normal pet behavior. You know, like, you have to, or like Sandoval said, you have to train your dog. You know, which is, you tell them no, they know certain things they can't get into. And there are some dogs that just don't mind that, you know, correction. But I don't know. Like, I was thinking, like, remember when I was young, dogs were outside. like they were out in the backyard and like that was that. And like maybe if they were lucky, they'd get to like come in and like sleep in the kitchen or something. But like now it's like, it's totally crazy. Like that now that's like animal abuse if you do that.
Yeah, don't leave your pets outside.
Yeah, I mean, the people used to leave them like chained to a tree.
Well, yes. What's weird is, like, I grew up in the country where there should be, now there's lots of coyotes. I never heard a coyote once. Like, I think they're just so much more populated now. But I grew up in, like, the rural country, and, like, yeah, there's a, we had a dog that, he had a dog house that he would go in and out of.
Like Snoopy.
Yes. And then we got another dog that just kept running, like following cars if we left.
Yes.
So we'd have to chain him up. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is just like sitting prey for a pack of coyotes now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, we had, our last big dog was like a big lab, and he was a, like a house dog. I'm like, yeah. That kind of dog should be an outdoor dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny how things have changed.
Yeah, it is.
And yes, when I was a kid, my mom would chain up our poodle in the kitchen because, like, he would pee and then he'd just whimper all night. So I'd go down and sleep on the kitchen floor with him so he'd stop crying. But I'm like,
yeah, totally. Or I remember, like, walking into, one of our family members owned, like, a concrete yard or, like, you know, a place where you could go and, like, rent all the whatever, the equipment, whatever. And they had, like, a little, like, work office, but it was, like, in a house, and there was, like, a chain link fence around it. And there was, like, 5 freaking poodles. And when you walked, you opened that gate to get to the front door, you knew you were going to get, like, attacked at the ankles, like, hippie style, you know, like, meow, 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 meow. And that was, like, another thing that I grew up with. Like, people had their dogs, and, like, you'd have to walk to their door, and they would jump, jump, bite, bite. You know, it was, like, it was a thing.
Yeah, that's why, like, they always show the postman, like, like in, like, dog memes and stuff.
Yes.
That's why they carry, like UPS guys carry, like, dog treats in their purse and stuff.
Oh, totally. Well, you can, like, the dogs just have such a reaction to the mailman, like, uniform because, like, the dogs in our neighborhood, like, the mailman will be, like blocks away and the dogs are just like, you know, it's like, whoa. Poor, I really want to be a mail carrier. I thought it, like, I still want to. It's still, like, it's still on, I may fulfill that dream.
But, so is Michaela.
Yeah.
I used to, too. Because I was like, Huntington.
Yeah, it'd be so awesome. Like, I'd walk, I'd get to know people. Like, it just, like, I would be a well-loved mail person. I know it. Yeah. But the dog thing scares me.
Yes.
And also weird people. Like, I'd be scared to approach, you know, a house that, you know, like in cartoons, like the kids are like, don't go to that one. That's Mrs. Yeah. Healy. And she'll, you know, cast a spell on you.
Especially, yeah, if you have to go up, like, my old house when it was on the house. The
mailbox. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. Yeah. And it's just weird putting your hand in there, you know, like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, the dog thing for sure.
But I know we have wonderful USPS workers that listen to our podcast. So we appreciate you. Tell us about your stories. We want to hear them.
Oh, okay. I thought James was pretty funny because he's like, y'all need to stop downgrading the Katie and Max thing. He's like, it was cutthroat, legendary, brilliant, savage.
Which I have to agree. And I also loved how he's like, I love Katie. Love her.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great move.
Yes.
He nails it, too, when he's explaining, like, that everyone needs to realize maybe this Maya thing with Ariana was a trigger because, like, her other dog was dying while Sandoval was effing Raquel. So it's kind of like brings back a lot of other dog related trauma.
Yeah.
So
who was it who said they brought up Beach Day and someone said, didn't this happen last year on Vanderpump? Was that Kristen?
Kristen, yeah.
That was hilarious. Like, I love that she brought that up because she knows when things happen more than once on a show, and it's like fun. It was just funny that, like, she brought it up. I don't know. Yeah.
I noticed you can tell this is the newer after show because some of them changed outfits, specifically Sheena. So this is quite recent. I'm sure this after show was probably filmed after the season started. And she is really minding her P's and Q's, like she is coming off like, oh, what a good French, because she's like, Sandoval isn't taking, like, doing anything to take her anger or rage down. He's doubling down. He's blaming her. He's using excuses and weaponizing her mental health. And, like, everything she's saying in this confessional versus the last set is like, oh, you're really looking out for Ariana. Oh, you really have her back. You know what I mean?
I wrote that in my notes somewhere where I was like, oh, Sheena definitely is playing the game now.
She's reading the comments. She's taking notes. She's trying to spin this around.
It's funny. I've been seeing a lot of chatter about that, like on reels and stuff that people are sharing about like their commentary on Vanderpump Rules. And a lot of people are pointing out that there are certain cast members that say like, oh, I don't go on social media. I don't go in the comments. But it's so obvious from their actions and the things that they're saying that they are 100% in the comments reading.
Yeah, Lala keeps doing that. I'm on social media. I might go on and then I'll delete the app as soon as I post. It's like, then why all the snarky comments on your podcast? Especially this week, there was, I mean, I made a reel of it. You know, it was like, you're reading something. Because
I'm sure, I think it's her team. Like, maybe she isn't doing it, but they're telling her. And that's why sometimes like her response is so off, because she didn't actually read or hear it herself. So she's like, she's reacting to it from a place that isn't from the source, I guess.
Take it out of context or not with full context.
Yes.
Like, and that's why I don't care doing a clip reel. It's like, go listen to the whole thing. I'm very clear. This is a clip reel. But like she did that with Kristen, why she's mad at Kristen over the Gigi thing. It's like, you weren't there, and you know what? You can watch that video. There's plenty of listeners that have it that can send it to you, but she refuses. And it's like, if you watch the whole thing, Kristen totally had her back.
Yeah.
You know? But she doesn't. People just, oh, you know, they hear one thing without watching or listening, and they get it wrong. Did you feel like it was the tone and the vibe when she said she had Heather McDonald on her podcast, and Heather was like, you know, Ariana's doing great, blah, 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 but it's not like she's so rich. Like, she has private jets and whatnot. And Lala's like, yeah, I mean, she got a house. I mean, it's not a monstrosity, but, I mean, it's a cute little three-bedroom. Like, didn't you feel like that was a little shady? Like, I have a five-bedroom, but it's a cute little three-bedroom. It's like, I don't look at Ariana's house as little, but you were there, so you tell me. Is it little?
Compared to Lala's, yes, I guess, if you were to, like, set them side by side. But they're completely different vibes. You know, one is behind, like, a giant rolling gate, Lala's, and one is, like, a vibey Hollywood Hills, L.A. views, you know, kind of like on a hill. Like it's cute. Lala could not live in Ariana's house with her children. Like Stassi's doing it, but she wants to move because it's not kid friendly, you know? So I don't know. I could see her looking at that. Like when I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, like it's so cute, because I know like I couldn't live there right now. Like I'm jealous that like it's so, yeah. It has so much character, you know? It's cool.
Yeah. She said, what else did she say? Oh, she said, alluded, like, I don't know if, like, Ariana was as close with her father as I was with mine. Like, that's a shady statement. And also, we heard for, like, I mean, there's a whole season about Ariana losing her father. I don't know. I just feel like Lala's definitely reading or being fed, like you said. Being fed things, and she's just making up her own mind of what they mean
I think that, like, in her life, like, that people are trying to, like, prove their worth to her. Even, like, her brother, like, probably feels, like, partially like he needs to stay up on things because of the opportunities he's been given from her. Yeah. Same with, you know, her assistant that, you know, like, obviously she's, like, extremely loyal to her. And I'm sure as they're sitting around eating Cafe Rio and stuff, it's fun to do an update rundown of what's being said. I mean, imagine it's like having, like, friend group gossip, but it's about you from the fan. Like, you couldn't help but indulge in that. Like, I feel like, and that's, and she probably doesn't like to, because just like whenever I read anything about us, I absolutely spiral. It would be better to have you, like, filter it to me, like, oh, Holly, and they did mention that, you know, maybe you're going a little too far on the, you know, and then, like, she reacts to it, even though they're trying to, like, sugarcoat it. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Some of my after show notes then correlate to extra footage, so I guess...
Yeah, like we can just run it together. Well, the extra footage, I guess there wasn't much to report on it, except for there were large segments that were new, but really you can't sit there and do a whole episode on it. Yeah.
No, and so what's next on my after show ties in with this extra footage, which is when Schwartz Sandoval tells Kyle Chan and Schwartz that Ariana's the laziest person on Earth. He's surprised that she can even wipe her own ass. Said there was 12 shits in the litter box and she's the laziest person in the world. They were also talking about that adoption bill. And he's like, the one bill you paid. I was like, excuse me, sir. Should we go back to when Kristen paid all of your bills? You know?
Right.
Maybe it's karma. And yeah, so then they do, you know, Ariana kind of runs through her montage of how lazy she's been, you know, everything she's been doing. And from that moment, even though she's like hosting Love Island and so busy, I think she will come back to season 12 for sure out of spite, just to show him that he can't run her off the show.
I started feeling that, yeah, the last couple episodes too. And honestly, when we heard at the Valley premiere party that she had just purchased a house in the Hollywood Hills, immediately I was like, she's coming back. There's no way she would come back here and purchase a home if she wasn't looking to do big moves here and continue on. And
she told us in New York, too.
Yeah, I just think she's a little more... career, like she's more focused on the success of her career than she lets on. Like suddenly she plays it off like I could leave it all tomorrow. Like, especially on the show before all of this happened, for sure she was like super casual with everything, because I think her self-confidence of thinking that she could do something like this, it was always a dream, but she never thought it would happen. And now that it's happened, like, she's not gonna let this go. There's no way.
And she got in that rut where, yeah, sure, maybe she was spending a lot of time at home or in bed or whatnot. It's harder to get out of that rut once you get into it. Now that she was forced out of it, then it's easy to just keep going on momentum.
Well, you know what else is easier to do? It's easier to do things when you're making money. When I have, like, a nice flow of money coming in, I am peppy, I'm up, I'm happy, I can do things I couldn't do before. You know, like, she, true. It sounded like things were, you know, I don't know, like...
Yeah, it's like, what's the point? I'm still behind on bills.
And is there anything wrong with that? Let's say that she was dealing with, and obviously I'm speculating, but let's say she was dealing with a little bit of depression and a little bit of, you know, some mental health things where she couldn't, you know, quote unquote, pull herself up by the bootstraps and get up earlier, you know, go work out, go for whatever. Like, sometimes it's really hard to do that. And like, now that things have shifted, and although the circumstances were horrible, she made, you know, she turned it into something. And yeah, so although I don't blame Sandoval for kind of like pointing those things out, because he's just seeping. It's dripping out of him that he wants to spew how Ariana was. And truth be told, I never saw it, but like, she was like that. Like, that was very much her, like, just like everyone's like, that's just how Katie is. That Katie just does, you know, that's how Ariana was. And like, she was still super fun. She would still go out at night and have fun with her friends. She still had a lot of people do that, you know? So I don't know, but he just can't, it really bothers him that there's like these little secrets that he has on Ariana of these things that he feels like he helped her so much with, or that he was covering for her. And now he's just like, you got to be kidding me. Now she's at this level and no one even knows what I did for her.
He's so resentful.
Yeah. And like, I could get like, I don't know, like, if you know something about someone and then suddenly they're portraying something different, it would be, like, really hard to not, like, let little things slip, you know?
I don't doubt him. Like, we've seen it on many seasons when he talks about the way she talks down to him or her eye rolls or the belittling. We know that, Sandoval. We've seen it on the show. We just still like her better than you, so people gave her a pass. But I would imagine this is just on the show that we're seeing. I'm sure it happened a lot, like he says, and it, you know, ate away at him. It picked away at his confidence, and I get it, and I believe him on that. So,
but also,
I can see,
like,
why he'd be so resentful.
I feel like that would also be insulting a lot of viewers to criticize that she liked to stay at home, that she liked to watch her TV shows, that she preferred, like, rather than a night out late. Like, on the show many times, we saw her go, can we just go home? Can we just go home? Like, I don't want to be here. I just want to go to my safe home. Like, that's...
She just wanted to go take her dog for a walk with him, and he never would. It's like she wants what most, like, not most, a lot, many, most, like, they want to spend quality time with their partner, like a walk or watch a show together or have dinner together, not go to Hotel Ziggy and like,
And again, you know? If that is not what Sandoval wanted, the proper thing for him to do would have said, you know what, I think we want different things right now, let's break up. Then he can go to Hotel Ziggy and he can stay out all night and she can go home and start rebuilding a life the way she wants it, you know, and she can decide maybe she wants to go out too without him, you know, like... That's where Sandoval messed up. It's like, dude, you have to communicate.
Yeah. I liked when Katie was like, what'd you do today? Get your nails done? She's becoming the queen of subtle shade.
Yeah. And I have seen comments like out there saying like, it sure is, like, it seems like in the after show that Katie sometimes is holding her tongue, like when Ariana is, like, you know, going off on Sandoval or talking, like, you can see Katie has a lot to say, and sometimes you can see either maybe she doesn't quite approve of what's being said, but she's still going to back Ariana up. But really like the way Katie knows that she needs to stick with Ariana right now. It's just a good spot for her to be in. But I love that, like, I love these comments that she's saying, like, when Ariana says something and she comes with, like, a one-liner, and it's just great. And there's been a lot of them.
Yeah. And we need Ariana to come back, you know, for Katie.
Yes.
But definitely for Spike to make sure Sandoval doesn't win, and, you know.
I have a feeling that is, I mean, to me... Like, if I was Ariana and you were Katie and I knew that, like, I had just, like, rocketed and then you had been there for me and we have this sandwich, like, we have all this stuff that, like, if I, you know, linked hands with you and was like, I'm going to commit time just like I am to my other projects to our project, like, that would be, like, my... Like, I would absolutely commit that time to you to make sure that you got to come up too as my friend. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think Ariana will do that. I really do.
I just don't want to link hands with you. That's gross.
Hold my hand. Like, and not just like holding hands, but like link fingers.
Oh, wait. Okay. So Lala, so I was just reminded of, like, Ariana, what she loves to do. It's like stay home in bed with her besties and TikTok and watch Love Island with Logan and Brad. What did you think of Lala's shade on Logan Cochran? You guys, not Logan. No, that's Lala's gay best friend, Logan and Brad. She, like, shaded them. Did you hear it?
No. What?
So she was talking about, Lala said, like, she would die if she had... She's basically calling Logan and Brad, like, hanger-on friends that are, like, in it for the limelight, that, like, are thirsty clout chasers.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I mean, look at this Brad. He's going on all sorts of podcasts talking about her business. And Logan, he's out there posting, like, about not going to heaven. And, like, she just threw him under the bus saying, like, they're out there posting and podcasting about Ariana's business. She's like, I would kill Logan and Leo if they went on a podcast and talked about me. And I was like, first of all, like, okay, I did think it was thirsty that Brad asked to be on Nick Vile's podcast as he was representing Ariana, but to my knowledge, that's the only one. So there was one. Ariana knew about it and said, yeah, do it. And then Logan, I guess, I don't know what he's been tweeting or posting, but she definitely labeled them, you know, like, made them look like, you know, thirsty friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because, like, Logan Noah is not thirsty. Okay. Goes to every event. Even when she's not there, he's there.
Yeah, so. I don't think that's fair. I think that if you are friends with someone, you're friends with them, period. And to act like they are below you and that they can't speak about you, like, that's just gross to me. I don't like that. I don't like that.
So, Sandoval talks about, I have a very special relationship with Maya. We like to cuddle in the morning. And then we play hide and seek, and we play all sorts of games. And then Sandoval did not like this comment. He's like, oh, that's rich, considering you tried to murder Maya. And Sandoval, like, death glares Schwartz. He also said, well, Kitty is hers. She found Kitty as a kitten in New Jersey. And I'm like, damn, Kitty is in good shape for being that old.
Yeah.
I mean, they always show Kitty jumping and active and her fur looks great. But I'm like, the cat's got to be at least 15.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I think she's talked about that.
Want to know what kind of food Kitty eats. But yeah, that was like...
Well, probably not any chicken saute.
We play hide and seek. Okay. What does that mean? And all sorts of games.
I mean, I feel like normally when you talk like what an animal means to you, you talk about how, like, you guys are there for each other and, like, that the dog just, like, has, like, such a selfless, you know, soul that just gives unconditional love to you, and that's why you just, like, you'll always take care of it and love the animal. But he's like, well, actually, we have this thing, we love playing games! Like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's another thing, like, that you do that with animals, so I get, but it was, like, so bizarre.
Yeah.
It'd be like you talking about the kids and being like, we love, you know what our thing is? Patty cake. Every time the kids come over, we play patty cake. They ask for it. They come, they run in. Sarah, let's play patty cake. Like, yeah, like maybe you do, but like that's probably not like your biggest memory with them, you know?
I don't even know if I know how to do that. Did you do the one with the crisscross arms, like, say, sail, playmate, can you come out to play? And be my jolly friend forever, more.
Oh, and yeah.
You would do like the arm crisscrossy.
Yeah.
Like,
or did you guys ever do down by the banks of the hanky panky where the bullfrog jumped from bank to bank with the eeps, ops, soda pop?
Oh. Did you have like hand movements?
Yeah. That? Yeah. Like you'd get in a circle and you would put your hands out like kind of like what? And then they would like slap over to the next person's hand, like in a circle, like da 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 da. Or you would just grab your hands kind of like in like a handshake thing and pull each other's arms like, you know. But my favorite thing ever was Red Rover, dude. I used to love playing Red Rover, you know, send Sarah right over. And then the person would run over and you'd hold hands with your BFF so tight so you could clothesline the person.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd love to play Red Rover with Sandoval, and, like, we call him over, like, Red Rover, send Sandoval right over. And, like, we hold hands so tight that, like, it hits his, like, neck, chest area, and he's like, oh! Dude! You guys! You can't do that! And then Schwartz would come, and he'd be like, oh! I'm not strong enough for this. There's no way. I'm not really running, so...
I pick him last on the team. choose Katie or Kristen first.
Oh, wait, because you have to, like, hold on through the pain to make it work, and he would just release right away.
Oh, yeah. I don't like conflict.
He's like, I'm just going to let him through. Just let him through.
I don't like to say no.
James would be, like, scary. Like, I feel like he would go, like, full force and, like, break your arm as you're trying to hold. Yeah.
Did you ever play Rose Garden on your arm?
No.
Oh. It was very painful. I think it was now that I think about it, it's like self-mutilation. It's like you dig, you make tracks like a garden rose. So you dig your nails into the forearm as hard as you can so that you have like three track marks.
Into someone else or?
Yeah, yeah. From like wrist to, well, you could do it to yourself, but it's that kind of defeats the point. The point is to torture other people.
Oh, and I would
wrist
love
to elbow.
I would love to rose garden people.
And then you do what Jesse did to Kristen. Like, you dig, like, two fingers in and twist it to make little roses all throughout the tracks.
Stop!
Up and down the forearm.
Oh,
I'll do it to you next time we do a live. I'll give you a rose garden.
No!
I'll teach your children. Kids, do this at your next dance competition, okay?
They get, like, disqualified. They're like, Daisy, Ronnie, you guys are out.
We see track marks.
The other mom's like, my kid can't perform. Look at their arm.
We're just playing Rose Garden and Auntie Sarah talks.
Yeah. They're like, she said it was cool. Look, it's fun.
Okay, so Sandoval is annoyed with Anne. He's like, yeah, she has, like, a podcast.
Wait. Just really quick. During the after show, when they were talking about the cat shit, they showed Ariana changing the box. Like, we saw that. But then they also showed Sandoval doing it. Like, so the fact, like, they obviously knew that this was going to come up. And so they freaking filmed it, dude. Like,
why would they? Yeah, when they wouldn't normally film something like that, would they?
But. When Sandoval changed it, there really was 12 shits in there. Did you see it? It was littered with poop.
That's why I said you have to do it every 2 days or 3 days.
But I just, it was so, like, they captured that.
Like, he, sometimes when it's so full, you just say, fuck it, and you dump the whole thing.
That's what he did. That's what he did. Yeah. He dumped the whole, he said, I changed the, that's what he's like, I had to change the, he should have used Ariana's sponsor and been like, thanks, kitty litter. Here, I'm going to do a whole brand new little tray for the cat.
Yep.
But, like, shout out to the cameraman who captured that so beautifully of the 12 turds going into the trash bag. I mean, it was just beautiful footage for us.
Maybe
really.
He's, like, Team Sandoval. He's like, see, look at all the things Tom does for her. I'm going to capture this. It's probably Jerry.
Well, maybe, because the film crew knows. Like, they are there. They see them when they wake up. They see what they do. They know their schedule. Except the one thing that I can't get over about Sandoval is they say he's always so late. And I'm not down with that. Like, that's disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, he was late to Nick Viall's podcast.
Yeah, and that was so rude. And so, like, his self-importance was just like, dude, you're... Mm-mm.
And he turned it right around just like he does with
yes!
our Ariana. He's like, well, you were late to mine. And he's like, no, actually, I wasn't. Yeah.
And that's like that's exactly like what this fight is. She's like, I changed the kitty litter. And he's like, well, I did it before. You know, it's like, dude... Both of them. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry. Anne, yes.
Anne on her podcast, her and her podcast host, they were like pandering for Patreon people because they want to use the Patreon people to consult with an attorney because Anne doesn't know if she was like properly fired. Like, member Sandoval said, yeah, there's protocols. And I don't think he ever followed the protocols that probably do exist since he has an HR department. So she wants to look, but she doesn't have the money to talk to an attorney. So they're going to use their Patreon to talk to an attorney. But also she's going to need an attorney because Sandoval is not happy about this podcast. He's like, she's about to get a letter from my lawyer.
I mean, to be fair, like, she is, like, you know, the podcast name is We Signed an NDA, and they are releasing a lot of info. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, was Anne hoping for, like, an exit interview? Like that type of procedure?
I don't know, or notice. But, I mean, she's hired at will. Like, I would be highly surprised if she was actually an employee and not an independent contractor.
Yeah.
If that's the case, there's no protocol. You're just done.
Well, and just, like, speaking of the times that we saw her with him, like, she was put, you know, like, the hours were, like, odd and weird. Like, the whole, she got herself into a situation for sure because it just seems messy.
I mean, she starts a little 11 a.m., but then, like, she's in San Diego at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Manning the merch booth, and then she's got to drive back to L.A., or is he going to put her up in a hotel? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's paying time and a half or double time. I think she's an independent contractor, and she just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it would be interesting to see, to have her talk to someone to see, you know, what options there are.
Yeah. I liked... whose take was this? Oh, I'm like, Jason. Jason wouldn't say this, because, of course, my mind goes to Jason Bader.
Oh, but you're thinking Jason and Janet.
Janet. And I don't know why I called him Leo on week one. For some reason, he looks like a Leo, but I actually think in my mind there's a person I know with his name that is Leo, and so I think I just had that in my mind. But his name's Jason Caperna. I liked his take on Sandoval. He's like, you know, because he was friends with him and Ariana when they were together. I know Janet was quite close with them. And he's like, no. He's like, I saw how he treated someone that he was in a relationship with for 10 years. So if he's going to treat someone like that the way he did, how's he going to treat me? I don't want to be around someone that would do that to someone, like, basically that has a more important relationship, like, then God knows what he would do to me. I was like, good take.
Well, and I think a lot of people are forgetting how Tom, Ariana, and Raquel were together. And it was very much like, I love you, I love you. Like, a lot of people thought that they were, like, possibly having, like, a threesome, or, like, there was always, like, a lot of cuddling between them. They hung out a lot. You know, it really was gross in that way. I think that's how they kind of all stayed close and kept their secret hidden, was by kind of playing up, you know, they're all such good friends, and they're just so cuddly. And that just kind of, And that's what Jason was saying. He's like, if that's how you're going to act to my face, like, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're so cool, and then you can turn around and do what you did, like, that is, like, a very scary position to be in. And it's true.
Yeah. Back to Sandoval. He's like, she's saying low-key things that aren't true. I would like to... There are two different stories I've heard on a few different stories, topics between Anne and Sandoval and Ariana here and there. So there is some, like, gray areas. But I liked when they were talking about, like, why he has an assistant, because I'm not going to disagree with Sandoval. I would love someone that, like, their job is just to sit on customer care, tech support.
Yeah.
The week before my birthday, I had to call a certain organization that's all I need to say to you. And anyways, it took me, I took screenshots so that I can send the person that 3 hours, about 4 different days, twice a day. And then what would happen after the 3 hours? It would just disconnect me.
I need to make a note to also do that task.
And then I called a different number I found, and then it's like, your wait time is, and then blah, blah, blah. And they're like, to receive a call back, put in your phone number. So I did that 3 times, never got a call back. Like, how am I supposed to?
I've done that where I've like waited like the 4 hours and then I missed the call. Like that's really annoying. Because
you forget.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not answering that. And you're like, oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you totally forget because it's 4 hours later.
I know that I'm probably jumping out of order here because it's not in my notes at this point, but I cannot wait another minute to talk about it. Okay. So about Anne, you know, saying that she wanted, you know, she'd be happy with like a girl boss and blah, blah, blah. And so Sandoval and Schwartz are talking about it. And they're like, so she really, like, took the interview, like, in your house while she was working for you? And Schwartz was like, were cameras up? Uh-huh. And Sandoval was like, yeah. And and then they're like, that makes sense then. And I love that. I, like, of course. Like, they, in a real situation, they would have been like, let's meet at Starbucks, you know, yes. Something normal, but it made for such amazing TV. And I believe, was it Sandoval or Anne that actually talked about that and said, yeah, production came to them and asked if they would do that. And they weren't like she wasn't really comfortable, but she did it.
And they probably paid her. They probably said, you'll get $5,000 for the season.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I also think like that they like Andy loved that Anne was like a little breakout star of Van, like we love Joe, we love her, and they're like they're great TV, so I think that was a thing.
There was a question on Lala's thing that was like, if you were stuck on a desert island and you had one person you could choose to be with you, would you choose Billy Lee, Joe, or Anne? And instantly, Easton popped off and said Anne, because obviously, like, the most likable or whatever. Lala said Billy Lee.
What?
Yeah, I was shocked.
What was her reason?
She thought she would get things done, like, she's a boss bitch, and she'd be like, all right, we need to cut down this tree. Now, like, bossy and know how to do things and get things done and be, like, hands-on. I'm like,
oh, well, maybe that's okay. Part of her personality we haven't seen. But, yeah, I would – I don't know if I would pick Anne. I don't know if I could – I don't know. Like, I might just want to, like, sleep on the island and just hope someone rescues me.
They were
– Wait. Oh, Joe –
They were making fun of Anne, saying she's such a kiss-ass to Ariana – that she would die to be on an island with Lala, so Anne wouldn't want to get rescued. They'd be like, there'd be a rescue boat out there, and Anne would be like, no. Come on, Lala, let's go hide. No, we don't want to be rescued, because she'd be so thrilled to be on an island with Lala.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I think I might pick Joe to, like, keep it fun.
Yeah. And she would probably, like, wear herself out eventually and also take a nap and then, you know.
Well, she's got a lot of energy, and that energy can be used for, like, gathering.
And she's beachy. So she, like, it's not like some of the other ones might not even, they might be like, I don't like stepping in sand, you know, like.
She surfs, so she can build a raft.
Yeah, she would know how to, like, figure out a flotation device.
And then, like, she could climb up the palm trees and get the coconuts because she's just got a lot of energy.
And, like, if there was nothing to, like, crack them on, she might be like, I'll just use my head. It's really hard, I swear. It won't hurt. And she could try it, you know?
Yeah, she seems eager.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I think I would go with Joe.
Me too. What did you think about, so Schwartz is like, yeah, I want to have kids. And he's like, but if I wait till I'm 50, I'll be 70 when they're, like, graduating. And then he's like, I think I want to, that's when I'm going to die. And Jax is like, yeah, I'm good with a heart out at 70, 75. I'm like, that's not that far away, Jax.
Yeah, well, and someone was like, you're not going to feel that. I think it was Sandoval. He's like, you're not going to feel that way when you're 68. And it's like, yeah, you're not.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, Sandoval's dad is, he's probably early 60s. I'm sure he's realizing, like, hey,
yeah,
there's no way my dad wants to die in 3 years or something. especially when you have kids. Like, I don't think you're going to feel like that. You have Cruz. Like, you're not going to want to leave him when he's 18.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny.
What was your... Okay, I thought it was interesting that we learned that this was Lala's water party, but then she made James order the pizza and pay for it. $150.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I wonder if... You know, like, she was probably like, Jamesy, can you order the pizza? And, like, and he probably should have been like, yeah, like, dude, give me your card. You know, like, if he didn't want to, but, like, you know, like, how you don't want to say that, so you're just like, shit. So you
and
just
with her, he still always wants to look like big dog.
So I bet when she heard, like, she probably didn't even think of, she probably doesn't think of things like that. You know, like, a great girl boss, quote unquote, you know, would be like, can you order pizza? Here's my, and just hand the card. They wouldn't, they would just be like, this is how we're doing it. But she probably didn't, so.
Remember when she pretended she didn't know how to fly coach?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know how to do these things. What? It's like, you've been with Randall for a year. Come on, you never flew on a plane before.
I was an assistant for this company, and they would always, like, they had company cards and everything, but, like, they constantly, like, certain, you know, like, the CEO, whoever, like, they would just be like, Holly, I need da-da-da-da-da, and they would, like, ask for it and give me nothing to pay for it, but it's like, but then, like, if you don't go do it, then you look like you're a problem, then you're interrupting their meeting to ask for some, you know, it's like, so I would have to constantly use my own money to pay for food that I never would buy for myself, like, I don't eat that well, you know, like, I'm not going and getting, like, these expensive gourmet meals for 10 people, you know what I mean? It was like, it is such a horrible boss to not just say, here you go. Like, it's very simple. Hand the card over.
Yep. Exactly.
And then, no problem. Just, you know, submit your expense report. Meanwhile, I would submit that. It would sit in their inbox for days and days. And I'm going, oh my God. Like, now I can't eat. Like, thank you.
Yes. It's like, they said Sandoval not being aware, you know, because, like, Anne needs to know if she's getting paid. She needs to look for... He's like, he's just completely clueless. Like, he'll hand a homeless person $100. Anne's probably like, I need that.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, completely unaffected. It's like, oh, wait. You mean you don't have extra money to, like, buy gas this week?
Yes.
Because I didn't pay you?
Yeah. Well, and it's sometimes I feel like when you get to that level of not having to worry about gas or something, like, you forget what it's like. And I feel people, that's why I'm so grateful that I've gone through the highs and lows of life, because I will never do that to someone. Never, ever. Like, yes. I know exactly how that feels. And it's
like the gas tanks now, like, my experience to Vegas is they pre-run $200.
Yeah.
I never had that at, like, come on.
Yeah.
You know? I'd be like, I'm putting in $4.74.
Yeah.
Would get you to work.
That's why I always go in now. Like, I won't play that game.
Well, yeah, kind of have to, because, like, now they're, like, all the things are janked up by criminals.
Yeah. You know, like, steal your card information. Yes, my card. I've gotten that happen. It's happened so many times.
Yeah. Okay, so probably your favorite part is when Jacqueline makes her debut. James's mom.
Okay, I was like, this is like our awesome extended version, and this is what we're getting. Wow,
they talking about Max and his dick. No thanks. Two older ladies.
Well, and then it was like just like kind of like the fake commentary between her and Lisa of like, are they still living under the same roof? Are they? Oh wow, it was like, I don't need to hear that from Jacqueline and Lisa.
Or Lisa. This is some shit. Lisa's usually defending Sheena, but she's like, isn't it a little strange? She's tracking the man she used to have sex with while she's married with a baby.
Yeah.
She
said it like, she said it that way. And I was like, oh, and then she said it again. And I was like, oh my God.
And Sheena's not going to like this.
She's like, how does Brock feel about that?
Oh my God, you just reminded me. Wow, I had a dream that, oh wow, I was on a plane with Brock sitting next to him, but like,
was his head shaved or was it his old hair?
No, it's this current hair. Oh, that's weird. Okay. Well, there was more to it, but I'm not going to get into it. Nothing gross.
I want to see the full shaved head. I see it under the hat, but I want to see the full thing.
Oh, he did do it?
Oh, he did it.
Oh.
It's done.
Maybe there's a reason there's a hat on.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice on this, you know, with the hat, you're going to see the shaved head, but yeah, I want to see what like the top of the dome looks like.
Okay. Did you see Joe kind of shaded Dana and Katie?
Saw that.
It's kind of funny. Although I thought Dana and Katie looked great. But the way she did it, you know, it's like the best and worst dressed at the iHeartRadio Awards. So she posted the article, if those of you that don't follow Joe, my gosh, she posted the article with some arrows and like circled best and then pointed to Raquel, who also looked great, pointed to Raquel and then in the next frame circled worst and then had like two arrows going up to Katie and Dana. I'm like, ooh, it's salty.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. Not accurate, but funny.
Yes. And although I thought Raquel looked great, Rachel, I was disappointed with like her tan. I thought that her tan looked like a little splotchy, and she tagged her tanning person. Her photos that she took of herself looked really good. Like everything looked like super even, good. But the ones that I saw like from the press where they were getting different angles, it seemed a little splotchy.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything else on that. Do you want to get into the valley unless you have more?
Yeah, let's get into the valley.
We are greeted by Mama Sherry. Sherry Fairy, no, Sherry Berry from Harper's Ferry, or Sherry Perry from Harper's Ferry. Y'all, that's why she goes by Sherry Cartwright, her first marriage. She's been married, I think, 4 times. We asked her years ago, why did you stick with Cartwright since you got married like a few times after that? And she said, because her second husband's last name was Perry, and she lives in Harper's Ferry. It must be adjacent to Winchester. So she didn't want to be Sherry Perry from Harper's Ferry. Fair.
That's hilarious.
She was quite surprised that it cost $24 for 3 lemonades.
Yeah.
It's like, not in Kentucky anymore, I guess.
I mean, for 3, that's pretty good. You know, I'm like,
Yeah. No refills.
Yeah.
You can go over to the, like, the Denny's and get the $1.75 iced tea or lemonade and get free refills. Isabella, the 3-year-old, keeps calling out Jesse and Michelle on their swearing.
Okay, wait. Before that, I have to... There was the most wild scene right in this little farmer's market thing. So Brittany's like, Mom, can you take Cruz? You know, so Cruz goes away and he's wheeled away. And then... Brittany's like, how was your guys' night? And they did, okay, so they did a flashback, but this time they did an echo voiceover where Jax and Brittany pretended to be the other people talking. And it was...
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that wild?
Yeah, it was like Kristen with a Kentucky Brittany accent.
Yeah, and she's like, so Brittany basically said, of course I don't want my ex around me or my family, but like it was with an echo in a black and like you guys literally just go start the valley again from the beginning and it's in like the first 2 minutes. It is hilarious.
Yeah, I was wondering why they were doing that. I'm like, that's a lot of work just for that, but it was,
yeah,
it was
good. Alex Baskin is like, here's a twist we can do on a flashback. Ready? Here we go. Jax and Brittany are like, we have to go in and go do voiceover work. So, you know, we need someone to watch Cruz while we go into the studio. They had to go, you know, do that echo sound effect in the booth.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So then we go over to Jesse and Michelle, and they can't hold it together with letting the F word fly.
Yeah, Michelle's upset because She was called a racist and a Republican.
It has, like she
two were like...
she hasn't slept.
And how dare they? She's a first-generation immigrant, Persian and Mexican. But it's just so funny, like, that. I mean, Zach's kind of right, I guess, in L.A. Like, it's like being called a racist is... or Republican is basically as bad as being called a racist. It's like, what? Since when? That's kind of odd. Like, I get, like... over here on the left, we've got homophobic and racist. Over here on the right, like, it should be Republican or, like, literally on the right. But you know what I mean? Like, they probably shouldn't be in the same category. But I guess their point is, if you're a Republican, you probably are these other things too, which also, not fair.
And just the way that he was talking about it, like, leads me to believe, like, they probably did really say this. Like how the whole thing got started.
Oh, I totally, totally think this all stems from Zach.
It's like a behind the door shit talking session. You know, like they were just like going on, and you know,
yes. And Zach even admits it. Like, they showed the little scene in black and white of him and Kristen. She's like, this happened. He's like, oh, absolutely. And then also in his confessional, I mean, I have it in my notes. We'll get there, I guess. But like, I believe Jasmine, because I think she would have been a little more horrified and upset, like, if she actually thought that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Both because I don't know. I think it's Zach. I think it's Zach going, well, then she's probably this and that then too. You know what I mean? Because maybe he thinks there's different kinds of Republicans, but maybe some people think they're all like one kind, and that one kind does have those tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But that's only like a small fraction. And you can get that on the other side of any other party too. But I can just hear Zach making those ties or yes. correlations.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to get caught, especially on TV, because he could get – he knows the ramifications.
Well, and it's very L.A., very Hollywood, too, like everything yes. he was saying, you know? So it was like, okay.
Yeah.
But as soon as this was brought up, you know, from last week to this week, I was like, this is going to be a wild topic to address because, you know, obviously we have – Jax and Brittany, who have had a problem with homophobic things. We have Kristen, who was fired for, you know...
It straight up said racist comments. Like,
yeah.
That's literally the caption said that. I don't know that it was comments, it was actions.
I was going to say actions. I was trying to say, yeah, like...
But they, like, straight up said... Like, if people are watching The Valley and didn't know who Kristen was, they probably thought... she said certain words publicly, and that's not what happened. It was more of, yes, she
like
didn't
a call
understand.
To action. Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't understand the ramifications of how damaging what she did could imply or do, you know? But it wasn't like, and I'm not saying one's better than the other, but the way they captioned it, it made it sound like she probably
you
said
know,
this
yeah,
word, that
I,
word.
I liked the way they captioned it because I'm happy, like, in my notes, I was just like, we're finally talking about it, which, like...
And they didn't shy away from it. Like, they said it brutally. Like,
I really think that they took note from, like, what we've talked about on Vanderpump Rules, which is they should have just addressed it and we should have all got a chance to learn from that. But instead, they just moved on and it created such a weird tension and... It was just such a missed opportunity, so I'm happy to see them take it.
And Kristen didn't
from here.
Try to deny or change
no.
or excuse
no.
or justify. She just literally took it. She's like, I did this, and I was canceled, and I paid for it, and I got counseling for it, and like she just owned it all. Sandoval would have been like, that's not what I meant, but they made it seem like this, but really, you know, like he would have been talking himself out of it, where she just took it.
I think by her doing that, I mean, I guess we'll see how it will all play out in the future or just what her career will look like from here on out. But by her doing that, I felt like, yeah, it was like it's been talked about. It was addressed and it would be like can she move on from this? I think now, you know, it's like, did she learn? And we will get to see that, you know?
Yeah.
I loved the fact that as Jesse and Michelle were talking about this, rather than just like speculate and go in circles and circles about how this could be said, they just straight up FaceTime Janet right there, which I thought was so smart.
Yeah.
And
Janet denied it. And yeah, she said that.
Janet, you know, I thought Janet handled herself well. You know, she was like, what? No, like, I'm going to call her right now and get to the bottom of this. And, you know, made sure that she was out. And then she quickly made sure that it was like, me and you are both the victims here. Me and you against Kristen, you know.
Crazy Kristen, who she said she had to put up boundaries with because of her constant ups and downs with Alex, which does sound believable because it's very repetitious of what Stassi and Katie did when Kristen was with Carter, because they're sick of the ups and downs.
Yeah.
And sick of, but this was weird.
I also think, though, that Janet is very smart, and she is, I don't want to use this word because I feel like they use it later, but she almost is weaponizing Kristen's traits against her because she knows a lot of us old school fans know. And so we're going to say that we're going to be like, oh, that sounds like Kristen, you know? So it's like that. I didn't really like that. I didn't like that. She was just like, well, you know, it's like, Janet, I don't know. I didn't like that.
Christmas here first.
Yes, exactly.
No, your
place. And then also she's like, yeah, wait till your sick pregnant friend isn't around. It's like, again, like using her, you know, being like, how could she do that to poor little delicate me right now?
Yeah. She also said that Kristen would fuck up all the time when with Alex, and she would admit it and be like, oh, I screwed up. Oh, I did this. Oh, shoot. But then once she got with Luke, she like turned around and villainized Alex. And she thinks Kristen doesn't want Luke to hear Alex's side of the story of their breakup. I mean, if you think, because she's afraid, like, Luke will. But who does? Who wants their current boyfriend to talk to their ex-boyfriend? Come on, it's a breakup for a reason.
And who doesn't talk their own selves up? Like, I'm not going to put myself down and be like, well, Chad, there was this one relationship where I was just horrible. I deserved everything I got. Like, I'm not going to say that.
Crazy.
No.
I was a psycho. I stalked his location like I did you, Chad.
Yeah. Chad knows. Like, I don't even have to do that because he just already knows.
and I feel like Luke knows, and so he just accepts her as she is.
Yes. And I hope it stays that way because I love that for Kristen. I hope that, you know, it seems like a lot of her relationships start like this, and I feel like that's what everyone's kind of saying, but every relationship I can think of, she was very hot with in the beginning, and the person was very ride or die for her, and then slowly it turns, you know?
Yeah. So, Zach is saying being called a Republican in LA is a death sentence, and you'll lose all your friends and not be invited to anything. And then Michelle says, I'm not a Republican, but even if I was, who gives a damn? And exactly. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I am not a Republican. I'm sounding like I am because I'm defending it, but I don't give a shit. I have people, friends that are totally different politics and totally different religions and whatever. I don't care. It makes zero difference to me. So I'm there for Michelle on that part. I'm still not a fan of hers. But, you know, we'll see.
I think this like comes later in my notes, but she's starting to grow on me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm keeping an open mind.
Yeah.
Kristen and
I have to say one more thing. I feel like we are not able to see who she really is because of frickin' Jesse. Like,
yeah.
And he goes nuts later. And like, I think that when you're with someone like that, you're having to like contain.
Just be quiet.
Yeah. Like you have to keep your emotional, like, well-being intact and calm, because if you happen to show anything, you're going to go head-to-head with that, you know? And it's like, you're already managing him to your daughter. Like, I think she's just dealing with a lot.
Planning her words, planning her statements, and thinking 10 steps ahead of, oh, I'm about to say this. Wait, what will he say if I say that? He'll probably take it this way, like thinking too much.
Totally.
So I'll give her that. She kind of like beaten down, almost the way Ariana became withdrawn. Because
I can kind of like see it in her eyes. Like, I don't think I got it really until this episode, like when they were in therapy, and I was just like, oh my God. But like her eyes, I can see her eyes.
Defeated.
Dead. Defeated. And she's just sitting, she's there, she's watching. But that's about, and if you think about it, like, remember when we saw her with Brittany, when she just, like, rolled up with Brittany by herself? Same eyes, same personality. Like, she's just, like, she just doesn't know what to do. Like, she hasn't got to, like, be herself.
Yeah. And that make me feel bad for her.
I know. Now that's, like, deep.
Okay. Kristen moves into a bigger apartment. Oh my God, since when is like a rent increase only $73? That's amazing. Her and Luke have a whole box of sex toys.
Oh.
Now that I don't really want to picture.
Okay, I have to ask something. And like, this is like, I want this to be like a poll question. But like, when you end a relationship with someone, do you throw out like all of your toys because that was with that person, or do you just wash them up and bring them into the next relationship?
Oh.
And like, how would you feel if you were Luke and there was a drawer full of toys in, you know, Kristen's apartment? Would you go like, when was this used? Like, where, in what, like, what if there's one literally there from Sandoval's time? All the way till now. Like, it could be, like, a favorite. You know, like, you have a favorite blanket, a teddy bear, vibrator.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's a lot to think about.
Yes.
She asked Luke if she looked like a $2 whore because her eyelashes got all wonky, and he's like, you're at least $20,000 an hour. I'm like, well, go that far. Who is?
But again, that's like, I on one side, I was like, I love that Kristen has someone obsessed with her. Like, good for her. But every guy that she has had a relationship seems very, like, dickmatized by her. Like, they're, like, into having sex. They talk about sex a lot. It's hot. That's what they do. And then things fizzle. So I'm just like, I'm worried about this. Like, I hope Luke can hang on. Okay.
Danny again seems like husband of the year, and I love that Nia gets to go review spas on cruise ships for her job. Like, oh my God, and drink chocolate martinis.
Yes.
And he seemed like, she came back and he's all overwhelmed, and she's like, well, while you were doing that, I was drinking a chocolate martini. And he, like, genuinely seemed happy for her. So, I'm still very much team Danny.
Me too. And I also think, like, the way they communicate and parent just seems very healthy. Like, she didn't just pack her bags and walk out. Like, she made sure he was prepared. Like, she pump. You know what I mean? Like, she made sure she had everything. He had everything he needed. He was like, did you write that down? You know, but like, it seems like they very much communicate and are like, work. You have to, with two twin babies, like, oh my God, and a toddler, you have to. But, I love that. And I think she's like so relatable with like bringing her slimming swimsuits. Like, she just had a baby. She's just going to go have a good time. He's letting her relax. Yeah. It was very cute.
I like her. She stepped in when Kristen, to try and like mediate and be like, look, I don't think you understand what she's trying to say. Let her speak. Like, so far Nia's a good one. Okay, this is the fun part. We go over to Jax's and they have some interviews.
But as he's pulling up, he pulls up in his little golf cart and it's all as he's trying to park.
Is he just parking the parking lot?
I don't know. He's like, oh, there's not enough room. Like,
Plenty of room.
Yes, and then we have the interviews.
So we met one of the partners. We met Dave, and then there's two other partners because Jax is like, I didn't invest a single dime.
The first time I talked to him, he told me that. He's like, what do I care? I just show up. I didn't do anything here. It's just my bar. Whatever.
But I appreciate that he does try. Every time he's bussing tables, so he does try to contribute however he can.
Well, and just by like his involvement and that he's coming, like he's doing more work than both of the Toms have on Schwartz and Sandy's this entire time. Like just by he promotes, he goes. Like
yes.
he doesn't have to. He could just not go, but by him going, that's it. Draws people to come see him. It makes it more exciting. And then he has these moments where he says off the cuff things and people record him in the bar. It's amazing.
Yep. Okay. So Stephanie comes in. She's like a powerhouse. I got my references. I'm certified in this and this and this. All these things I don't even know. Like what's TIP certified and this certified. I'm like, oh my God, this woman has everything. And then like, the next one, Miranda comes in, who looks like a combination of Sheena and like Rose McGowan. She's not wearing a bra, and like Jax just lights up. I haven't seen that look in his eye since Stasis.
That's
like
what said. I mean. Yeah, his light comes on, and unfortunately, it's not for Brittany.
Anna came on with the bartender, and he was just gazing at her, and it's like, oh, I literally can see the thoughts in his head.
Oh, me too. Like he, yes, what. I loved the girl with her tits out. I thought it was hilarious. The nipples were pointed out, and she probably got the job.
Maybe Brittany saw the early screeners and she saw the scene and she's like, that's it, I'm moving out.
Yeah. Oof. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy watching those scenes if I was Brittany.
I loved that. I forget which girl it was that went behind the bar, but they're like, go back there. Let's see what you can do. And she's like, shake, shake, shake. And they're like, oh, what's this drink? She's like, it's a lemon drop.
Well, yeah, like the most basic. It did look good.
It did. And it probably, you know, taste tests well as being like very impressive, still easy. But also, I thought that was a good choice.
Yeah. So we go over to Brittany and Kristen, and Brittany orders some mini churros.
I love that.
I thought she ordered an ice cream tea because with her accent, like, an ice cream tea? And I'm like, ice cream tea? What is that? But it's an iced green tea.
Yeah.
And she tells Kristen that she needs to apologize. And when Kristen, you know, takes accountability, she's like, well, I'm happy to hear that you're owning this and, well, you know, what you did. And also, side note, Brittany took an Uber there because she hates to drive. I'm the opposite. I hate to take an Uber and I want to drive.
I hate parking. Like in LA, it's horrible.
Yeah, well, they're in the valley.
Yeah, that's true.
So Zach basically admits in his confessional that, oh, Kristen can't keep a secret. You don't, even when I tell her, do not tell anyone, she will.
I really think that's what this was. And if this is what it was, it's going to happen a lot more because yeah, Kristen can't handle it and they can't.
She knows how to make good TV too.
Yeah. And they can't not talk shit. And Kristen even said that. She's like, Zach was basically saying this so I would bring it up. Like she was like, you know, he said it, but I could tell,
yeah,
you know, he wanted me to say
he it. Just didn't want to get his hands dirty. Yeah. And that's where it's at. I am sure Zach made the implications, but he doesn't want to get caught up in it because it's his first season. He doesn't know how the internet will react.
And
to
it
him.
Does, it does like speaking from experience, like when a friend who you think is like a certain way or even like very successful, well-spoken, you know, and then when they talk about something in politics or a bill that's coming up that's, you know, trying to get passed, and they say something like very opposite of what maybe you think or whatever it is. It is shocking sometimes to be like, oh, like I remember this is when Ronnie was in preschool and she went to like a private Christian school. So I should have expected this. And I was raised this way. So it's not abnormal to hear these sort of things in the church, but we were all on like a play date and this mom starts going off and she's like, I will not be sending my son to Huntington High School if they are going to have same-sex bathrooms. Absolutely not. Like, and me and this other mom like looked at each other and were like horrified that A, like she was saying this, and that B, like first of all, like it was like she was like explaining it completely wrong, you know, and we were just like, and like she was looking for us to agree with her, and we were both just like, what are you, like, it was actually shocking how some people think, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like so black and white for them. So I get how this conversation could happen. And then you go to your friend group and you're like, you're not going to believe what frickin' Sherry said. Like, she said da 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 da. And it's like, it like that is really what's happening in life right now, and they were shit talking it, you know.
Yeah,
crazy.
So now we have the therapy, and basically like Michelle hasn't been attracted to Jesse in a long time, and okay. He's basically yeah, they don't give each other compliments, they're not affectionate, they're like, yeah.
It was like anything that either one of them shared, the other one was like, well, actually, you do that too. Like that.
Yes.
No one could. It was. And when Michelle kind of started like her monologue of like what's been, he's like, so how's it been for you? Or I don't even know what he said, but she launched into like how she's lonely. Like that is really sad. And I don't know. I feel like as a parent, like I related to what she was saying, because there's a lot of times when you can't do things that other people are doing because you're sitting at home with your kid or whatever, and you're not able to talk to an adult, you know? And then it's like when the adult finally comes home, like I actually yelled at Chad about this after, because I was like, Chad, like when is the last time? Like Chad is super busy with work right now. I'm super busy with the girls. And when we do finally get time together, a lot of times, like I think I've like expressed this on the podcast a lot, he plays guitar a lot. And it's real, like with my ADD, he thinks that I can just talk to him like over the guitar playing, but he's moving his fingers and concentrating on something, so I can see he's not looking at me. So I'm like, dude, like, can you put that down? I want to tell you about Vanderpump. Like, a lot of times I just want to talk about Vanderpump Rules, and usually he indulges, like, that's like, he knows that's like my love language is like being able to talk about this stuff. Like, I need to talk. And when he doesn't give that to me, I totally get where she's coming from with this, because you just kind of feel, it's like now I talked to Ronnie about it, and like that's not healthy. So I was like, ooh, like me and Chad need to work on that a little bit. But I felt really sad. And then when she was saying that like nothing is good enough, and like his OCD of how he doesn't want the house to look like there's kids there, and he wants things done a certain way, it just sounded like exhausting.
Like she doesn't want to live like that. And I think she realized, wait, I don't have to.
And then what about the part where he's like, yeah, and then the other week or so I went on like a fast and I lost like 12 pounds, and that's the first time she ever gave me a compliment.
And she said, you never have, or at least not since we've been married. I'm like, oh.
He's like, well, I use Pornhub. Like, what?
And then he's like, well, so let's say I'm like Mr. Nice Guy and I tell her she's beautiful every day. How long until then, like, that's enough and I get some?
Oh.
And the guy's like, you're attaching a result. You're supposed to be doing this out of the like kindness of you want to make her happy.
And I truly don't think that sunk into him, but it sunk into her. And again, that the look in her eyes and that distant thing, like she was just like imagine like that, like he had said something nice and she thought maybe like it was real. He basically just admitted that he's doing it to like get laid. I would be like, are you kidding me? And she's like very pretty. Like they're both like good looking people. Like the fact that they, like, it's really heartbreaking, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So well, moving
and then, And then, wait, where was it? Was it on? Oh, on the Vanderpump after show, he gets to talking, and they're talking about when how Schwartz wants to be a dad, and he kind of starts repeating what was said in this therapy session. He's like, well, he's like, yeah, he's like, maybe don't have a kid. He's like, I guess the hard part about when you're older is you're stuck in your ways. You don't have patience. You don't want to, you know, change the way your house looks. Like, he basically, like, repeated back everything they said to him. So maybe he did listen.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
So we go over to Janet's and she's getting McDonald's delivered. I thought this scene was just going to be filler, but actually it's kind of important because it explained the whole thing better of what Michelle was talking about, and it made more sense. I'm like, oh, okay, it's about this law, like the don't say gay law.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like you're talking about, you know, a law that they're trying to – it does make a lot more sense because – maybe so she didn't understand or something. I don't know.
Well, it's, you know, every time there's an election and there's an issue, you see the issue on a TV commercial and you're like, oh my God, yeah, that makes so much sense. And then the counter will have a commercial right after it countering it. And you're like, well, no, that makes sense. Like, there's, it's so easy to fall into one way or the other. So I'm sure whatever
The crazy thing is like you get the actual bill and you read it and it even reads different than everything that you've been seeing in the media. You know? So it's like you really, just like podcasts, you need to go listen to the tone, you need to read, like you have to do a little bit of research and not just, you know.
And that's where representatives are important because it's like even reading it, you can see both sides of the story. Mm-hmm, you're like, mm-hmm. Wow, they both make good points. So then you're like, well, what does this person think about someone you respect or would vote for? How do they feel? And that's where representation maybe is helpful. It's like, okay, if I'm not sure, maybe I can lean on this person that I tend to usually agree with.
Yeah, which is why it's important to vote in all of, you know, to make sure that you're, yeah, that people, it, exactly, it's, that's so how it works.
I think that's just where it all, she either.
And Janet kind of said that. She's like, maybe the algorithm that Michelle was looking at was different than. It's easy to get swayed one way or another, but I think this is very, like, friendship-based to me because they were probably just having a conversation. They shared their points of view. Zach and Janet go back. They're talking about it. I think it's, like, kind of like a natural friend thing to be like, did you hear what she said? Yeah, that was weird. Maybe she's da-da-da-da-da. You know, like, I could see
maybe
how it could happen.
Maybe she misunderstood, or maybe she truly believes in the bill, and that doesn't make her this person or that person.
But, you know? Again, yeah, it's like something that you
can
and
see
your,
how it could happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go to this Capri party. For 12 people, he has 6 bottles of gin, 19 bottles or 18
I'm,
bottles
like,
of wine.
I'm really embarrassed that I thought it was Capri.
It's Capri. But if you order the cigarettes, it's Capri.
But isn't there a famous like actress girl named Capri?
There's that Ladies of London Capri. She's like an American Londonite.
I thought there was someone else too, like a model or something.
That's just, she was a model.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, she was on.
But
the first,
she's Capri, not Capri.
Yeah, yeah. It's just it's Italian way of saying it, Capri.
Yeah.
It's a lot of alcohol. It would have been a party I would have enjoyed for only 12 people. So they are. See, they're even bickering about. He's like, "I want a sophisticated party." Don't say that. You know, it's like when you say. You're not very classy. It's like when you say classy, that in itself is not classy.
Yes.
So I get what she was trying to say, but this just shows how they nitpick each other to death.
Yes.
Kristen, okay, I noticed when people came in, everyone's like in, you know, beautiful dress and their heels. Did you see Kristen like clomped in Birkenstocks?
Oh, I did not see her
shoes. She had like that nice silky dress. And then I was like, wait, my eyes were instantly drawn to the clumpy, huge, thick sandal Birkenstock style.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of funny.
I also find it like extremely relatable that everyone going to the party is like so hungry. You know, like when you've been preparing to like go to like an event all night and like you don't eat because you're like getting yourself ready, and also you don't want to like eat a meal before a meal, but then you get there and you're like, oh God, like it's like hunger level is like extreme. Like I have to eat.
Yeah.
Loved that.
And you know, with all those stairs, Kristen was really the smart one wearing the Birkenstocks.
Yeah, because really.
It was hard for everyone else to walk on that hard pavement. So Kristen tries to talk to Michelle, but Michelle doesn't want to do it. And so instead it comes up at the dinner table, and Michelle's like, well, let's just talk about it with everyone since everybody knows about it anyway. So I'm like, that is good for the TV show. Thank you, Michelle.
Well, because I was wondering why she said, I thought it was like kind of awkward how she said, let's talk later, but I think they were building to that table scene. But, yes. But I loved it. Like I... Like, yes, way to just jump right into it, and, yeah.
So before we get into the argument, we first have Jax being like, this ain't no California pizza kitchen. He's like, how do I eat this? And then they pan to him pulling spaghetti up by his hands and eating it with his hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jax. He's like, this is as close as you're getting to Italy, honey.
Jax. You're so funny.
She really does like his sense of humor.
Isn't that where Stassi's wedding was?
California Pizza Kitchen?
No, Italy.
Yeah, but not in Capri. She was in Rome.
I know, but I just thought that was funny when Jax is like, well, that's as close as you're... It's like, yeah, well, oh. You also didn't get close because of the wedding.
Good point. Sting.
I could have gone.
Well, yes, you could have gone, Brittany. You could have gone by yourself or with your mom. Or, no, wait, it was one of the friends that was going to go with her, like Janet or somebody. They were all prepared to, like, because she was scared to fly alone. But someone was going to go with her, and she pulled the plug herself. So, blame Jax all you want. You're a big girl.
Yeah.
Janet, Michelle, and Brittany are talking about Kristen, but Kristen can hear them. Like, she's right there. And she's like, is this appropriate for the dinner table? And that's when they start talking about it.
And I think I skipped over this part when Brittany was talking to Kristen, but she said something along the lines of, she's like, you know, it's like, I'm always taken up for you.
She does like that phrase.
I'm always taken up for you, Jax. You know, it's like, I'm always the mediator.
Taken up.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so they kind of explain that the Republican thing would imply that she's probably homophobic and or racist. Okay, here's the other reason I think it's Zach, because Kristen specifically said, and then Zach came over and told Luke and I, and then Luke chimed in later saying, yes, he heard it from Zach's mouth. So Luke's not going to lie and make shit up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just Zach telling Kristen, he told Luke too.
Well, and I liked that he kind of jumped in, too. It just, like, helped the whole thing.
Oh, did he ever.
Yeah.
Kristen apologizes to Michelle, saying she should have never said those things out loud and in her home. And then Jesse's like, why don't you apologize for lying? And she's like, because I didn't. I don't lie. I wasn't lying. I just said I shouldn't have said it out loud. Like, basically, on camera.
Yes.
They mean.
Yes.
And so then he gets heated.
And he's taking it really personally, because he's saying that from, like they have a business, like, their family name, like, every, like, it could, like, literally ruin things by this coming out. Just, like, what Kristen did ruined her and canceled her. That's what they're really, like...
And that's fair.
Yeah.
And also, I'm liking him at the beginning, because I'm like, wow, he's really standing up for his wife and his name. But really, when we think about it, he's standing up for his own name
himself.
And his own reputation. Yeah,
yes.
But at first, you think, because he's like... You know, pounds his fist on the plate. Shut up. Let Michelle speak. And then she's speaking. And he's speaking. And he puts his hand up at her face. And it's like, not now. It's like, oh, okay, there you are. You weren't thinking about Michelle. You were thinking about yourself. And now you just, like...
I was really triggered by, like, how he just kept on being like, shut the fuck up. Like, just the tone and the way he was, like, going, like, over everybody was like, how do you have a conversation when someone is doing that and just trying to be louder and, you know, it's like, dude, you shut up. And then once you start saying shut up to each other, like the levels are so raised, it's like everything, it's over. Like you've lost it.
Yeah. Luke's like, why don't you calm down? Don't you fucking tell me what to do. To blah, blah, blah. And so then.
And Luke's like, it looks like you want to go outside.
Yeah. And he stands up and everyone's like, whoa, whoa. I mean,
but I don't blame Luke though, because it's like, you are you gonna have someone yelling like that, like at your lady, you know? It's like, or at anyone, like I said, it was, I would have been like clutching my pearls the first time someone said shut the fuck up, like whoa.
Yeah, so I guess we'll get to see how that heats up and if they calm down or if they fight.
Thought though, I mean, wow. What a brilliant dinner party. The location, beautiful. Explosive event happening at the table with everyone. Amazing. Shots fired of like a fight breaking out. Let's take it outside. You shut the fuck up. I mean, it's like.
And then Jesse doubling down. Excuse me, weren't you fired for being a racist? And it's like, what did you say? Yeah, it was like, oh.
He's like, well, is it true? Is that true or is it a lie? Like,
yeah. So next week looks pretty good. Oh, I heard there's, I think it's, is it 10 episodes? So longer than 8, but not the full 12.
Ooh, it's only 10?
I think that's what I heard.
Well, I think it's doing very well, so.
We have to get back up there before it's like maybe a mid-season watch party or something.
For sure.
So, all right. Well, it was good.
Yeah, it was. I very much enjoyed it.
So, you guys, I will get the poll questions up on Instagram. So, join our Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party, and we will be putting some stuff out on Patreon as well.
Well, let's record like episode 1 of the villa.
Yeah, that's what
in the next day or so.
We could probably even do the first. I think they released 3.
Yeah, or 4, I think it is.
Oh, okay. So let's either do 2 or, yeah. 1 probably isn't. So let's do 2.
The girls have a big competition starting tomorrow, the whole weekend. Right. But I could do tonight. I could do, or I have tomorrow morning. So we have time for sure.
Okay. Then you watched all of 1 or just part of 1?
No, I haven't started yet. So I will, but I can watch today.
Okay, well, just get to where you get to, and I'll have 2 done because I'm 1.5 in.
Okay,
so
perfect.
So by tonight, I'll have 2, but if you're only at 1, that's fine, too. And let's do it tonight or tomorrow morning so we can kick off Patreon for the weekend.
Yeah, and I feel like there's, like, a couple of things I want to say on Patreon, too. Like, there was, like, some things that I wanted to talk about, but I'll go through my social media and look.
Yes,
but I feel like there's been, I want to talk about some of the Jack's comments and some of the comments, like one of Brock's deleted comments about Rachel's publicist I wanted to talk about. Like there's some stuff to talk about.
So make those notes so you don't forget.
Yeah.
And then, of course, everything. We have so many salacious secrets we're going to tell over there.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
We really do have some.
But, all right, go over there. It's only $3, you guys. Patreon.com/Vanderpump Rules Party. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.